And good morning and welcome to Class Eclectic here on Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, and this is the eclectic collection of classical music found only here on Public Radio 90. I'm joined with some special guests today, three of the members of the Superior String Alliance Chamber Players. It's summertime again in the Upper Peninsula, and they are touring the UP once again, hitting the stops Marquette, Escanaba, Munising, and Mishigami. Why don't we start by introducing the three that we have today. Danny, why don't you go first? Let us know who you are and what instrument you play and your role in the SSA.
Okay, this is Danny Samandel, and I play the violin, and I am the executive director and the music director at SSA.
Wonderful. And then next on the line we have Lauren.
My name is Lauren Pulsifer. I'm a violinist, and I'm also a teacher and a counselor at SSA Camp.
Excellent. And then at the end here, holding down the lower end of the strings this morning, we have Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly Casada, and I teach cello, and I'm also a counselor at SSA.
Wonderful. So all three of you are going to be embarking on a little tour of the Upper Peninsula, as you've done in the past few summers, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about why you tour this the Upper Peninsula. I know it has to do with helping with scholarships for the students.
Yeah, so the wonderful thing about SSA Camp is that it brings string players together from all over the UP, and so we just want to go to each corner that we can in the UP, and thankfully chamber music is very mobile. It takes very little setup. We're not amped or anything.
Yeah.
We can get ready in 5 minutes, and we can play in any space, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been like a total joy to find these cool spaces throughout the UP to be able to perform in.
And that's kind of the situation we have this morning, too. You three will perform a little bit for us as well, and it didn't take long at all to really get set up, although we were joking a little bit ahead of time about getting things tuned, at least getting everybody tuned together, but we've got that all straightened out.
Yeah,
so.
Different temperatures inside than outside right now.
Yeah, most definitely. So you're starting this coming Saturday with two performances. Why don't you let us know a little bit about what to expect in the Marquette area?
Yes, so on Saturday we're going to kick off the whole tour by performing down at the farmer's market. We play for donations and vegetables. And and then that night we'll be playing an Ishraming at the Presbyterian Church.
Excellent. So make sure you drop an eggplant in the basket at the farmer's market first, and then some contributions for the students. So so that'll be this coming Saturday, July 13th. You can head down to the Marquette Commons, and they'll also be having some of the SSA campers down there, too, performing.
Oh, heck
as well.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Excellent. Sounds good. Yeah, it's always great when there's live music down at the farmer's market. That really adds to the lively nature of things, I would say. So then coming up over the weekend, then you've got another performance at the Boniface. That one is kind of interesting because it's BYOB, but it's not what you expect with that designation.
Yes, so this is a bring-your-own-baby concert, and this was modeled after these really cool concerts that violinist Hilary Hahn made with the Seattle Symphony. And it's this really cool concept where there aren't a whole lot of concert experiences that are made specifically for very, very young people.
Sure.
And this one is, so it's open to anyone who wants to come, but especially for our very little people in our lives. And so there's going to be also activities that will be happening while we play, so people can stretch out, they can draw, they can do yoga, they can meditate, they can crawl on the ground if they want, color.
So
it's just a concert experience for everyone. And before that concert, we also will be holding a public masterclass for a couple of high school students in Escanaba.
Very cool. So you're serving all kinds of young patrons with that concert, from the very smallest all the way up to high school age and beyond as well. Very cool. And then coming up in the week, you've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well, hitting Marquette, Munising, and Mishigami too. And it sounds like there's going to be a few free opportunities for people to come out to hear some music as well. So do you want to speak to any of those events coming up?
Yeah. So in Marquette, we'll be joining the Peter Wright Public Library in their music series. And then on Tuesday, we'll be at the Falling Rock Cafe. Get to play surrounded by books and great people and coffee, which is always an awesome experience, too. Mm. And then the Moonshine Gallery in Mishigami is kind of our last concert. We always kind of see it as a homecoming for this is the beginning of camp season now.
Mm-hmm.
And we love playing there, too. We're always surrounded by local artists, art, and usually people buy a thing or two when they're there as well to come to our concerts. So
right. Helps to patronize some of those different areas and just keep the good vibes of the chamber music out there for everyone. So again, that's the summer tour, the 2019 summer tour for Superior String Alliance, the Chamber Players. They'll be performing starting this Saturday, July 13th, and that'll be running with all those events we just mentioned until July 17th, corresponding with the beginning of camp season for the SSA campers. And again, we're speaking with Danny, Lauren, and Kelly. We've got three of the string players here this morning. Lauren, do you want to tell us a little bit about maybe some of your experiences working with the SSA so far?
Absolutely. It's been such a blast working at SSA camp. It's so much fun to come up here every summer, and it's one of the most beautiful places that I get to enjoy every year. And it's so much fun to be up here in this atmosphere with all these kids. It's just such a wonderful group of kids. It's a really special group of kids. Mm-hmm. And we all get to play a lot of music together. We play a lot of games together. We do a lot of field games at camp. So it's very much camp and a lot of music all thrown into one.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And now, I think when I was reading about a little bit of the Chamber Players, the group, not everybody is from the UP originally, but they kind of consider the UP either their home or like their second home. So where's everybody from?
So I'm from downstate. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kelly. I live in Chicago.
Okay. And then, Danny, you're from around here?
I grew up in Marquette,
yeah.
And I live in Chicago whenever I'm not doing camp.
Gotcha. So, but, you know, summertime in the UP, I'd say, is everybody's home, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
How could
so,
you not?
Yeah. So that's wonderful. And then, Kelly, do you want to just tell us a little bit about maybe some of your highlights of working in the SSA and working with campers so far?
Yes.
Anything sticks out to you?
Yeah, definitely. So, especially coming from a large city, it's nice to just come up to the UP and really escape, really be, you know, Mishigami doesn't have that much going on around it in terms of, like, you know, compared to Chicago. And so it's really just an escape that you just, like, take time and, you know, you can wake up and look at the lake. And I think, like, everybody has that kind of peaceful attitude when they come to camp, and then we obviously like get riled up and play games and fast music and all that kind of stuff, but it kind of like has this just peaceful undertone at all times, and we're always trying to have fun, we're always keeping a positive environment, and I think the space, the area that we're in, really contributes to that.
Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds like an ideal summer camp. You get that escape whether you're from a rural area or from a busy urban metro area that way, and everybody can just come together and focus on one thing and just that togetherness. So, and again, we're speaking with members of the Superior String Alliance Chamber Players, talking about their summer tour and also their experiences working with the campers and working through music as well. Do you guys all want to play something for us this morning?
Sure. Kelly, do you want to tell people what we're playing?
Sure. So we're playing Vivaldi's Trio Sonata and its variations on the theme La Follia. And we're going to just play a little portion of it so that we don't give it all away.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Whenever you guys are all set, take it away. Again, this is the SSA Chamber Players, a trio of the Chamber Players in this morning to play a little bit of Vivaldi for us.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. That was great.
Thank you.
A little bit of Vivaldi for us this morning from La Folia, a preview of some of the fare that you may hear on their 2019 summer tour. That was excellent. Thank you guys so much for doing that.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
it's great to have some live music in here and not always have it spinning from the digital collection or the CD. So very cool. So thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you guys are playing, do you guys have any other previews in terms of just letting us know what kinds of pieces people could expect to hear?
Yeah, so Chamber Players is such an interesting co-op of people because last year we had 7 people and we got to play all this different music with, you know, it'd be like duos and quartets and quintets. And so it's been interesting finding repertoire for us to play. And the string repertoire for string trios is not played as often as a lot of other chamber music. So it's pretty cool discovering stuff to play.
Yeah.
And we also, when we finalized our program, we were like, wow, this really spans like a lot of centuries.
Oh, yeah.
So we're starting with Renaissance music written by Gibbons, which is even before this music was written. And then we're ending with stuff that was written in like 2010.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have any other thoughts to add to our program?
I think, you know, besides just spanning a lot of time, I think we have a lot of different styles going on. Like the more recent stuff is kind of on the fiddlier side of the string world. But then we also have like obviously Baroque, what you just heard, which is really common for this setup.
Yeah.
Sure.
And interestingly, like can very related to the fiddly stuff later on.
Yes.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It all kind of comes full circle.
It does, yeah.
So.
There are certain things that violins just sound really good doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's passed on through the generations.
Yeah, we can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah. The test of time.
Yeah.
Very cool. So that's just a little bit of a preview of what you might expect to hear during the 2019 summer tour with the SSA Chamber Players. Again, catch them this Saturday, July 13th, at the Marquette Farmers Market downtown, jamming with some of their campers as well. And then that evening at the United Presbyterian Church in Ishpeming, donations are accepted at the door, and proceeds will go towards assisting the campers with their tuition and everything, getting them ready for camp. And then we'll have a link to more of the details as well with the SSA. And how could they reach out to the SSA to get in touch? Or maybe if they want to, if we have a parent that's listening or a grandparent that's like, hey, my kid's kind of interested and wants to do this maybe next year or something.
Yeah. Our contact form on the website, you can go through that and enter all your information and send a message to us that way. That's probably the best bet.
Yeah.
The website.
Go through the website.
Form. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. That sounds great. Well, again, thank you to Danny, Lauren, and Kelly all coming in this morning to play for us and tell us about the upcoming tour. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add about either the tour or about SSA?
In general, I just think camp is for everyone. And if you've never been to a summer camp, like I hope if you're an adult, you can find an adult camp to go to because it is just such a special environment to get involved with. And it's for a short period of time, but it makes such a lasting impression on anyone who's involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just so happy to have SSA in place to be able to do this.
Well, and I think the feeling is mutual for a lot of people out there. It's good that you guys are out there helping out the youth and helping people understand the fun and the community that chamber music can build with people, especially here in the Upper Peninsula. So thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
Yeah, and along with the Vivaldi that we just heard, we're going to hear a snippet from a new recording of the Four Seasons with the Camerata Chicago. They did kind of an educational release. We're going to hear the traditional recording of it, but they also have a narrated version of the Four Seasons talking a bit about Vivaldi's poetry that goes with it. So we'll hear a few cuts of the summer side of things.